Hi, it's Rod.
This is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a minute, Rod? Thank you. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, I appreciate it. I'm not a big fan of the opinion polls. And well, what's this regarding?
This one's about gun safety.
Gotcha.
Okay. First, I need to know if you're at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you very much. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Okay, do you feel the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with the key, combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
That's a tough one for me, yeah.
It's a tough one. Okay, take your time. You either support, oppose, or undecided?
I'm going to say undecided.
Undecided, okay.
That's an easy out, right?
Okay, well, answer according to however you feel, however you see it. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
I mean, I think it's the same as the last one. I think a lot of laws, sometimes their intent, but the issue is that the government doesn't always stay with the initial intent. It evolves over time. So,
okay.
I mean, I think good, responsible gun ownership.
Same options. Support, oppose, undecided.
And the wording on that is saying, you know, would I vote for something that would require that in the heart of protecting kids, basically?
Yeah. With the purpose of protecting a child to be involved
mm-hmm.
in accidental shootings.
I'm gonna say undecided. I don't think it's the root of the issue.
Okay, no problem. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by a firearm amongst youth?
I feel like I would agree with it, but
okay.
Yeah, because I think I would.
Okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns?
No, I would oppose that.
Thank you very much. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
I think I would oppose that because I've actually got it's not even a trigger lock. It's fancier than that. It's a chamber lock. So
okay. What about if it was a lock container or case?
No, I would oppose
okay.
it. If that's the only thing allowed, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What about if it was in a lockbox or other device that is designed, is designated to be in or which can be used to be stored a firearm?
No, I would oppose because there's better options.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the stores be accessible via a key lock?
Like a physical metal key?
Yep.
No, I would oppose that too.
What about if it was a combination lock?
Same thing. I would oppose. What happens if the person has one hand, right? It's hard to do a combination with one hand.
Okay. What about if it was biometric identifiers such as a fingerprint?
I would oppose as well. The technology is getting better, but it's not there yet.
Okay. If a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I'm going to say it should not be required to be unloaded.
Okay.
I would suggest it's not chambered, but unloaded is
okay.
two things.
Okay. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, is stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel it is secure or it is not secure?
That sounds secure unless there's anything I'm missing.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
It feels like the same question as before, just, asked differently. So if it's in their possession, they need to store it securely.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think it should be in the possession of anybody besides the owner. So.
Okay. So you will support or oppose that one?
I'm going to say undecided because I think the wording, it's...
Okay, no problem. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I'm sorry, there's a lot to that one.
Okay, undecided too?
Sure.
Okay, would you support or oppose a law that allows affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Do you support or oppose?
You said affirmative action?
Affirmative action. Affirmative defense.
Mm-hmm. So, like, Castle.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're saying that somehow the minor got the gun out of a lock and was able to defend the home.
Yeah.
And what am I... I'm agreeing
oppose.
That that's...
Yeah. You either support, oppose, or undecided.
About whether that's a good thing or a requirement or what's being required.
Whether you will be in favor of a law or against this law.
Yeah, but what's the law say? I guess that's my question. The law says that's a good thing?
The law is saying that I'm going to repeat the question. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it.
Yeah, I would allow that.
You support that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support, oppose, undecided?
Yeah, I would support that.
Thank you very much. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support, oppose, undecided?
I'm going to say undecided on that one.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
American.
American, okay. What is your age? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, 65 plus?
35 through 49.
Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Black African American.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male?
I am male, yes. Still there? Hello?